2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins wrapping up practice today. The big news, of course, Jalen Phillips back out on the practice field.
I was impressed.
Defying science.
Why don't you tell people what we what you told us when when we showed you the video of him beating science?
What do you have to look for, Leroy?
There's a couple of things that are very promising.
Oh.
One is that he had his cleats on.
Yep.
The other thing is he is in a three-point stance, pushing off of that Achilles. I don't know which one. He might be pushing off the other one. Not really sure.
It was his right Achilles.
Right. And so he's doing drills like that. Then the next step will be resistance, right? Either pushing against something or pulling something. And then he'll actually start going up against real people. I don't know where he is with that. But those are just the next steps or the next things that you could see. And then it'll be once he gets to that point, then full pads and see where we are there.
Yeah, I would say even though, like, even with this, you would think that with the joint practices coming up this week against Washington, like, they're not going to do that.
No. He's not ready for football because he's practicing. Like, holy smokes. You got it.
Jalapeno.
Yeah, jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno pop. Those aren't jalapeno poppers. We shared jalapeno poppers at a burger place.
Ah.
Oh. Where would we get that raggedy cheesesteak that was like big we were in Vegas.
Cheesesteak. Where did we get that?
You know what's weird? For all the places there are to eat, you're always looking for something to eat. Like, you can never figure, we never can figure out what to eat.
That one place we went to in the Mandalay Bay was really good, though, the burger place. And then they became a Wahlburgers, which really pissed me off. But not as much as my wife pissing me off, because she bought a pack of Wahlburgers for me to cook on the grill. And I can only tell you that when these things, like, dripped a little bit into the grill, the flame that came up, whatever's in those burgers is not of this earth.
Whoa.
Because it was like, I was like, hold on, like, what is in these Wahlburgers? Because, dude, I don't know what the hell was going on there. It was crazy. Anyway, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
Do I need to, you want me to get you a, you know what? When we do our, I call it my company picnic, I'll get you some good burgers.
No, I'm just not letting her buy it anymore.
Huh?
I'm just not letting her do that anymore.
No, but I get the boxes.
Okay.
I can get a box and get them fresh and. Yeah.
I'm just like, why didn't you just, like, I usually just say, like, why'd you defer off of Publix? What happened? She goes, they didn't have the pre-made. I'm like, I'll make them.
I don't like pre-made because I can't tell what the pre-made's going to be up against my bun.
Publix are pretty good. Publix makes pretty good pre-made patties. But
I was watching. Man, I was so discouraged, right? Because, you know, as little kids, you know, you could, like, you thought you was a big boy when you got to a Whopper.
Yep.
Yeah. Right? You thought you was a big boy when you got to a Big Mac. And the size of them were so different than they are now. So my question is, just out of curiosity, for businesses and stuff, why is everything getting smaller, but the prices are going way up?
Don't know.
And you're complaining about not making money.
Crazy.
You're selling us half the product as you sold 15 years ago, right?
This is why you have TikTokers filming Chipotle people.
Oh, it's torture, right? Yeah. No, I saw a thing on the internet with pictures of Burger King and Big Mac 15 years ago to now.
Oh, yeah?
Right. They're getting over. That's why, you know what? I'm over them.
Oh.
Dead to you?
Dead to me. I'm like so over. Oh. Because you know what? They sell this theory of inflation and how they have to raise prices because the cost of everything, and you're double dipping. It would be different if you had to raise price because we're getting the same product, but you're making everything smaller and raising the price so you can make more money. And I get that's business, but don't lie. Don't lie. Same thing with the water bottles. You can't buy Zephyr Hills anymore because if you try to squeeze the bottle and open up the cap, the water squirts out because the plastic is too damn thin. They say they're saving the turtles. How come the water ain't going down if you ain't using as much plastic?
That's how they're saving the turtles?
Wow.
Yeah, because they're using less plastic. Mm. But while it's cheaper for them to make the bottles, the bottles ain't worth a crap, right? And the water prices keep going up. So...
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Two guys who are like the water bottles of backup quarterbacks, Skylar Thompson and Mike White.
Wow.
And you want to go to Checkers to get another one?
Yeah, just an idea.
Tell you what. There's nothing like driving, going on a road trip, and pulling down the road and seeing... It's time for gas, and you pull off the highway to get gas, and you see a Hardee's. Mm-hmm. Hardee's is only, you only see Hardee's on road trips.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a Hardee's on a road trip.
They got the sourdough burger.
Sounds good. Mike White, he says that he was trying to be a calming presence.
Wow.
Okay. Well, people wouldn't be so irritated if you throw it to your team, right?
Ensure that one thing doesn't trickle into another and then get all mad if there's something that doesn't work or something drop pass here or missed the assignment there, stuff like that. Just like being a leader and getting the guys going, because a lot of those guys, this is like their first go around and they're nervous as it is because they're fighting for a job, and as we all are. So I wanted to be that calming presence out there to just try to keep it as smooth as possible with all the extra stuff going on.
Oh yeah, it was smooth, all right. That's exactly what I came away with that second half.
Smooth. The edge sword.
Yeah, it was a smooth,
real first. Calming presence because it was a snooze fest, dude.
4 for 14, calming presence.
Yeah, because you knew what to expect.
The only calming presence I had, Patrick Paul. Oh, that was calming.
Hey,
he's a giant. A piece.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
That's a big human being.
But you'll start to hear more and more about them trying stuff at practice. They'll try.
He's going to get a lot of reps because Teron Armstead's still just not practicing.
Yeah. Man, I never had it. Maybe I wasn't good enough to warrant that kind of, you know what I mean?
I don't know. The guys, look, it's incredible that he's able to be as productive as he is not practicing, but how many years do you want to keep doing that?
Dude, you always think you don't want to do it again, and then you get that first check. I'm just telling you.
No, I don't mean
guys,
for him.
Guys making,
I'm not talking about for him. I'm talking about for the Dollphins.
Guy making $15 to $20 million, almost $1 million a week.
I'm talking about for the Dollphins. How many times do they want to keep doing this? Here was Skyler.
Till they get somebody like Patrick Paul.
Oh, what a giant. Here's Skylar Thompson. This is how he would look at his first game.
I'm approaching it like I have since the day I walked in the door here. I'm just really focused on my process and improving each and every day, you know, and I firmly believe I do that and take care of my business and improve, you know, just really, it's not about anybody else. It's about, you know, me and improving and getting better. And that's ultimately what I'm focused on every day. And on top of that, just being a good teammate, being a good leader and being good for the quarterback room, you know, and I think anytime you provide some competition, it makes everybody better. And I'm not speaking for Mike, but I believe he would say the same thing. You know, it's a great competition and we have a great quarterback room, and the competition has made me better, so I'm thankful for that.
All right.
If I may.
All right.
Competition is great. Good competition is better, right? It's something to watch. It's something to watch Usain Bolt, and Carl Lewis run.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody wants to see the racing turtles in the Olympics.
Do you think that they are going to flip-flop? That's what you thought last week.
It's a normal thing. It's a normal thing. How can you get a valid assessment if they're always playing under different conditions? So you flip them. They're the backup quarterback. They do the same thing when they're trying to figure out who the starting quarterback is. One guy is start, The next guy coming in the second quarter, then you flip it. That's like, yeah. The idea is to find out with as much information as you can. If you don't have the same information, how can you know? So, yeah, they'll figure it out.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Got a secret.
It's me to unmute. Margo's you unmute. Apparently, you're muted.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Thank you, guys. Hello.
Why does it look like your shirt lost a fight to bleach?
Yeah.
Oh.
It did. It did.
Is it supposed to look like that? Is that like emo
it's
grunge?
To look that way.
You bought a shirt that looks like that?
Sleeveless.
It is an emo shirt.
I know.
Shirt.
Hey, J-Fig is not. She will go kick the sleeveless now.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It's hot.
Guns not out. Here.
Hmm.
In the studio, it's pretty
chilly.
Yes.
I like it. I like it.
Put it this way. Won't have no problems hitting the bar.
If you guys are just tuning in today, the big news.
I guess I'm the only one that got that.
I'm sorry. Big news today is Jalen Phillips.
Practice.
He is off the PUP list.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to reporters right now, he said, quote, he said that today was nice, but a tease. Says, I'm ready to hit somebody.
Not yet.
He's excited.
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips also said, quote, Mike said it perfectly. This is from Omar Kelly's Twitter. Mike said it perfectly. I'm my own worst enemy.
Mm.
That's exciting, though.
Well,
he's worked his ass off.
Yeah,
good for him.
Don't let him. Right? That's the whole thing. Don't let him.
Yeah, don't let him, because this is already going great.
Yeah.
And got some notes from Shams, by the way.
Mm.
A couple of schedule drops from him.
Oh.
He says, opening night, Knicks at Celtics.
All right.
And then the night game, Timberwolves at Lakers.
Mm.
And okay. Then Klay Thompson's first visit. Why are you saying? Well,
no, sorry. Yeah, what is it?
Klay Thompson's first visit to the Chase Center, his return, will be November 12th.
November 12th. How many gold medals does Klay Thompson have? Just out of curiosity.
One.
I think one. Yeah, I think one sounds about right. I'm not positive.
Mm. Yep, 2014.
Did anybody see LeBum being a jerk to some kids?
World Cup.
I love that.
That was a count.
I did see that.
You know why, getting off his car. You know why I just find that amazing? Because everybody thinks that because you play that you don't have your own time, right? That he can never be annoyed or he can never. No. We make us a bicycle clown.
Hmm.
Right?
That kid was probably booing him hours beforehand.
Right,
anyway,
but I'm
for
just
the French.
Saying, I'm just saying, like, wow. Hmm. Like, that's who you. Being a jerk to some kids by saying no, that's being a jerk. I don't give a rat's ass who they were. If he says no, he says no, because ask for
it. And he like stepped back and put his hand up, and I think he said something along the lines of, don't do that.
Stop.
And then walked away.
Like, yeah, don't take a picture.
No, I think the kid ran up on him on a getting out of the car.
Right.
Not really. He wasn't running up. He was already there.
I saw the kid sidle up. Like, LeBron was walking up. The kid like runs up to him with the phone like this.
Right.
Hmm.
Not that intensely. I don't think it was. That
but I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, like, we. I get it, but to be upset because somebody won't let you do what you want to do is not being a jerk. The kid walks up with a camera. Can I get a picture? You know, he has the option of saying no. He doesn't have to say yes because he's a kid. Don't get caught up in that nonsense.
Should ask somebody who didn't play on the team, like Tatum.
Man, Tatum's got time. Have you ever rejected a fan photo? Yes. Sure. If I got something to do or I'm in a restaurant or whatever, yes.
Hmm.
Like, I don't feel bad about it. I do enough of them, right? I'm very nice. Like, but if I don't want, if I'm not feeling it at that moment, deal with it.
Especially if you're like, what is the other thing? It's like,
two seconds later, he was dancing.
So what?
Yeah, but he was dancing. He was dancing going into the restaurant. Like, he was going somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing. 2 seconds later.
Okay. Like, if he takes one picture, then it's like, he's got to take 100 right. pictures.
Right.
You know, it is a fine line of like, you have to be a jerk. You have to be a jerk to one person. Yeah,
but that's what I say. It's only one picture. It's only, no, it's not.
If I play that video. No, it's not. That's not the Olympics, right? Like, I won't get flagged for.
No, that's not Olympic footage. I think, I don't know if there's cursing in there or not.
No, so I muted it either way, but. You know, he's getting out of the car.
Look at all the people around, though. Savannah, it's not just.
Was there too, like right in front of him. That's it. Just a simple little, yeah. You know.
It's really not that bad an interaction. No. Like, he told the kid no. It's right. Not like he, like.
He said stop. Like, don't. Like, you know what?
LeBron, please. Like,
you take.
The picture.
Wait, J-Fig, let me ask you a question. If somebody just walked up to you and put a camera in your face. And said, take and start take.
Do you all really think that camera was up on his face?
But I'm just saying
obviously it wasn't up in his face. The kid's half like half his height.
Right. But watch the kid approach. Watch the kid approach with a camera. Watch him approach with a camera. And he said, "Don't do that." See? There.
See, I saw a different angle, and the angle was way different than this.
But, like, does he not have that option of saying no, or is there a certain way he has to say no?
See, what the kid should have done.
He doesn't have an option. I'm just saying, right. Like, the whole hand thing is a little aggressive. That's probably what maybe everyone's he talking was, about. They're okay. Referring I think to the hand.
The kid should have gone, here's what you do. The move is, as LeBron's getting out of the car, you're at the distance. Say, LeBron, selfie! And then LeBron walks into the selfie. He does it. That's the smart way. I've seen these kids. They do it. Like when the guy's coming down the tunnel.
Yeah.
So here's what you do, Leroy. You go down the tunnel and you go, Steph. And that's how you do it. That's the way to do it. These kids are smart these days. This kid.
Yeah, that's it. Too close. You don't walk up on people like that. Yeah. And then, so he's been.
That is also.
The thing that I have a problem with is because somebody doesn't. Appease you doesn't make him a jackass.
Right.
Right? It makes you seem like a jackass that he was supposed to do it because it's you. So I have a different view of that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's not required to, entertain you.
Dade South says the kid there took a charge. Right. Tell you what, though. Man, that dude, Yavaselli with the dunk on LeBron? You think that guy's going to get like a canvas painted like the Sistine Chapel in his house of that?
That's one of the worst he's ever taken.
Right.
But that was a poster, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Woo!
I've told people, like, you know, I've told the story. After every game in Minnesota, I'd sign 25 autographs. I don't care if it's raining, snowing, whatever. I have the same cop that walk, you know, you have a cop walk you to the car. Cop will walk me to the car. I say, just let me know when it gets 25, dude. I'm not thinking about it. I appreciate it, right? Boom, boom, boom. Hey, 25. Each home game, I would sign in a different spot, right? So so the people wouldn't get in one spot. Got to 25 one time. Guy goes, come on, for the kids. I'm like, hey, man, I'm done, right? He says, we pay your salary. I say, really? So I stopped. I walked back. I say, how much you pay for your ticket? See, at the time it was like $35-$40, right? I took $40 out of my pocket and threw it at him. Say, don't come back. Like, no, don't play me like that. I am not your entertainment.
$800, I mean it was $800.
You know what I mean? But for some reason when people don't get their way,
here's eight.
Then they start commenting on the way they didn't get their way. Not that they didn't get their way. Yeah, when the biggest issue is he didn't get the picture with LeBron.
We can
all say what we want about it.
It always sucks because it's like, yeah, I'm sure LeBron wants to be nice to every kid that he interacts with. And, you know, like we've heard 1,000 stories around the market about, I had a bad interaction with Marino. I had a bad interaction with Alonzo Mourning. Like,
right.
It happens sometimes. You guys catch him at the wrong moment. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. But that's my point. Like, wow. When is enough enough? That's what I would ask. So if he did that and 20 other kids would have came up, when is enough enough?
I saw enough.
When can he stay silent? When can he say no?
It was at the Hard Rock when the guy made you sign 40 posters.
Oh, my God, right?
That was enough.
In the middle of the Hard Rock.
So you did 40 and not 25?
No. It felt like 40.
I didn't know.
First he said, can you sign this? And then it was just a conveyor belt of
and this. It was crazy.
So yeah, it was Tom was like, geez. I'm like,
it was a
lot. Looking around like
it was a lot. You were very pleasing.
Well, because
it was because
I was getting ready to get really pissed off. And I just didn't want to, like, when you're in, like, see, if I were to get pissed off at this guy and the wrong person came over there and we're at the Hard Rock, nobody understands that, right? Nobody gets it. They would always say, oh, well, you could have just stayed calm or you just could have. No, it doesn't work. You can't be like that with people. Because like I said, if I would have said sign one, right? And I said, okay, no more. One more. Come on, one more. Right? It doesn't stop until you're mean. That's the part that people don't understand. So if he doesn't say no to the first kid and 30 kids or 20 kids or 15 kids come over, right? And now he's stuck in a bad, even worse situation. Nobody understands that part of it. So, yeah. Don't, just because somebody don't sign your autograph or take a picture of you doesn't mean he's a jerk.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely.
Leroy's been telling us during the break how he is upset about what happened to Miss Cleo.
All these years later.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
how long has Miss Cleo no longer been with us?
Since 2016.
Wow, it's been that long?
Wow.
So, the whole basis behind it was, you had all these companies that had, like, they were trying to get your information so they could sell your information as leads, right? And so they had people calling, and they would use all these little props and whatever to get your information and sell it. So, Ms. Cleo was doing that just to get the people's information, like just for fun. She had a bit, right? The two dudes that ran the company realized that she was doing 10 times the amount of everybody else. Now, at this point, she was just one of those cold callers, right? Making $10, $12 an hour or whatever. But she was doing 10 times, right? So they said, hey, let's use this, right? So then they put her on, and they did all this stuff with her. Just keep doing your bit, right? Then the government said, whoa, we got some questions, right? They went after her.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The two dudes tried to tell you, hey, don't worry about it. We got it. We're going to take it. Then they disappeared. They wouldn't return the calls or nothing like that.
That's official.
Right? So she found them. She said, I'm telling them everything. And that's how she...
Man.
Right, but she never made any money from this. She was still
there. There's a documentary about
right.
This.
That's what I watched it. She
you did.
Yeah, she didn't make. She wasn't making. They said it was like a $1 billion company.
Billion?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was getting like just envelopes with a little money in it every now and then.
Crazy.
They weren't paying her nothing, and her face was on everything.
Yeah, she was.
I'm like, wow.
The face of late night TV, almost infomercials.
Guess what?
Hmm.
No accent.
That I knew. I was aware of the Cleo scandal. That I knew the accent was a put on.
Yeah.
Frog Boy.
Yes.
Let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mix Bag is brought to you by Broward Health.
Call me now.
Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Marcos?
I have a bit of some crossover action here.
Crossover action?
Two of the most entertaining things from the weekend that was Team USA basketball and Miami Dolphins football. We mentioned this earlier in the show. Mike McDaniel recounts his time as he met Steph Curry. He speaks of this and... believe it or not, it may have been at the world famous from where that baby wanted to go, Four Seasons Orlando.
Oh, really?
Save the Four Seasons, dude. That happens a lot.
Well, I was at the Orlando Four Seasons. visiting Disney. And they were, I think Golden State was on a road trip to play the Orlando Magic. And I ended up talking to him a little bit. My wife got a picture of us having a conversation. I think he got a picture of us, but I was too rattled to ask for his phone number. So if he's listening to this press conference, I would love that okay. to get that picture. But yeah, it was pretty cool. He's the extreme version of everything I believe in training for athletics. So when you bump into a guy and you have maybe 5 to 10 minutes, I don't even know what I said. I just rattle off a bunch of stuff and remembered what he said.
Like you do now.
Focus.
Something tells me, yeah. Something tells me you said plenty to Steph Curry, and Steph Curry was like probably left there going, whew.
Wow.
I can talk.
He says it was five.
That's why he didn't remember for a phone number.
I don't believe that it was 5 to 10 minutes. He says it was like, oh, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. I don't think so, dude.
Steph Curry was like late to shoot around because Mike McDaniel was just chatting his ear off.
First of all,
Mike, I really gotta go.
Steph Curry's never late.
Hmm. Yeah, I believe it.
Even if he's late, he's never late.
No, I'm sorry. I was too early, Steph. I apologize. That's my fault. That's cool, though. Do you think Steph Curry will now reach out and give him his number?
No, I think he's going to get a DM, maybe.
Do we think that Mike McDaniel via text is a long texter? Or is this just a speaking in public thing?
Hey, I was just sitting like just thinking, and, you know, the other day, you know, we have a lot of things in common. There's yeah. Hold on, I'm ready. That's why KBO Twitter. They limit how many words you can use.
I think he'd be a proper texter.
You think so? You think
all the proper?
Oh, so like he doesn't do slang?
Hmm. No.
Interesting.
No. The punctuation, everything is there. It's on point.
Yeah.
Here, what else we got, Marcos?
Unlike Tyreek Hill when it comes to the punctuation.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. Oh. You know, Tyreek Hill, your Twitter bio doesn't get you out of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just here to start stuff.
Yes. And run away. We have some more from the Dolphins. We've been praising his experience this weekend. The great Paul of Miami.
Oh.
Patrick Paul talks about his welcome to NFL moment.
Felt good. You know, you definitely go out there. I haven't played in an actual game since college. So, you know, it's a welcome to the NFL moment. You just got to go out there and have fun with it. So,
yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Love Paul Wall, dude.
Paul Wall. Damn, that's good. Damn.
Paul Wall's a rapper.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me see your grill. Yeah, your grill.
Yeah.
Your grill.
All the jewelers telling me your grill.
That was Nelly's part, huh?
Yeah, it
was.
Yeah.
Give him a minus
point.
Yeah!
Oh,
that's not worthy of a plus one.
That was pretty good.
The fact that he
the Nelly at the end is really what sold it.
He would know the intangible rappers.
Does he have any other songs, Paul Wall? Did he have anything else besides your grill?
Still tipping, I believe. Unless that was, yeah, I think that was a combination of him. He was on a famous song with Kanye West called Drive Slow.
Oh.
And actually, hey. Someone made an appearance. He had an appearance on a song recently.
Oh, did he?
Hey, yeah. What's the dude that did I put that brick in your face?
Oh, Stitches. Oh,
Stitches.
Stitches is not having all them face tattoos. Not that odd now.
No, it's not. He was ahead of his time.
What?
Yeah. Is he alive still?
Stitches?
No, Stitches.
Let me find out. It's been a while.
Stitches. What you gonna do with it?
I gotta find out what he's up to.
Steven Stevens, who's different from Stunt and Steve, says Patrick Paul has the coolest face mask. That's true. Have you seen his Power Rangers face mask?
He has a Power Rangers face
mask. Oh, dude, it is so cool. And it doesn't help the fact that he's 6'8", so it's like he's more menacing with it.
No, that is very cool, actually. I didn't even realize. Wow.
Let me see.
I've never seen them before.
I'll see if I never. I had to wear a hockey mask underneath my football helmet when I broke my jaw.
Yeah,
I'll show you a picture.
This guy looks like a stormtrooper with this on. This is cool.
Let me see.
Yeah, I'm getting the picture now. It looks. Is he wearing? Is this a visor as well, or is this just a picture?
Yeah.
Who's gonna poke him in the eye? He's 6'8".
Fair point.
Cannot reach. Yeah, the combination of a visor with any cool face mask usually is like, all right, this guy's tough. Got to watch out. This guy's tough.
I mean, I think what makes him tough, he's not wearing a visor in the game.
Oh, okay. Just this picture that I have here, then.
But if he did, that is a lot to make it more
intimidating. Is somebody going
to
put the picture up or not?
I mean, I thought Frog Boy was on top of it, but he's Frog Boy, you know?
We're all enjoying it together.
Whoa!
Yeah! Look at that dude.
He definitely looked like he could be in Dunes, the movie.
That's scary, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of these guys?
Wouldn't it be something if it's like you could see like his eyes glowing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's a giant. You seen these players wearing the Guardian cap during the game?
I saw Jonathan Taylor did it, yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor.
They make it look pretty good, though, because they now have a cover for it that has logos on it. So it doesn't look so
goofy. What do you mean,
so
the Guardian
goofy.
Cap during the game?
Yeah, you can wear a Guardian cap in game now.
Oh, the padded thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A lot of people say they're not going to do it, though. It looks goofy.
It does. I mean,
who cares how it looks?
A lot of people. Excuse me. Who made fun of Wes Welker more than you, calling him Great Gazoo?
That was different.
Was it? Okay. He was doing it for safety.
Yeah, but he was the only guy on the football field that had a helmet. It was like,
you're still doing it.
It did, dude.
He had a lot of concussions. He was trying to save himself.
He could, like, it's like when a little kid takes his first steps and his head's too heavy. Right?
See, I'm always worried when I Google Wes Welker big helmet because I never know if it's real or not.
Oh, like the Photoshop pictures.
No, but he wasn't even the first one to wear that. There was a lineman in San Francisco that wore it way before him.
Was there?
Yeah. And then Don Beebe wore it.
Yeah, but there was something about
Don Beebe had it.
When you have when you had him being the size that he is, being, you know,
Don Beebe was small.
Like
Don Beebe was the same size as Wes Welker.
Don Beebe doesn't seem like a real name.
He's a wide receiver for the Bills. Isn't it Don Beebe?
I'll take your word for it, dude. I searched Don Beebe height. Oh, that's his like name too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's his name.
5'11".
But look at his helmet. Show photos. They're gonna show him with the big one. He used to get knocked out all the time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it looks like he's 120 pounds. Bills, bums.
Pretty wild. What else you got, Marcos?
Rookie running back, Jalen Wright.
He was good.
He was good.
You think they called him J-Dub?
I think that's Waddle's thing.
Huh?
I think Waddle's J-Dub.
Yeah. This guy, he has Cheetah already taken, J-Dub already taken. No nicknames for him, huh?
It's tough. Yeah. It was the wrong team to land
just
on.
Just call him Jalen, then. How about that? He's the only one we actually call Jalen Phillips. Or just Jalen. Because Jalen Phillips is JP.
You know what he is?
What?
He's the new kid on the block.
New kid on the block.
The right stuff.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
too much.
Why?
One. You're hurting Leroy. You're hurting him.
He is the new kid on the block.
Stop. Jeez. I think you should stop singing songs this segment, please.
Call me. Right stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No.
You would not kind of like it. It's all look at your eyes. You kind of like it.
No, I don't like it.
No. Stunt Steve likes it.
You gave him a point.
He doesn't count.
Why not?
He counts in all the necessary moments for you, huh?
No.
When he was texting us last week with his own director's cut.
Mm.
Wow.
Dade Savas is plus one, makes up for Dolly Fins.
That was terrible. Not some of your best work.
I disagree.
That was off.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think you and Leroy just have a propensity to say everything I do is awful because
you don't stop.
The crowd seems to love it.
Take a break.
The crowd seems to love it.
The crowd doesn't. I mean, here, if you hold down enough people, you're bound to hit something.
Here's the helmet, by the way.
Oh, no way. Okay, dude. What?
It looks like.
What are you talking
looks like
about?
He used a daddy's helmet to play Pee Wee football.
It's not nice, dude. This looks like in NFL Blitz, you used to put a cheat code to get big heads in the game.
It doesn't help. Look how, like, ooh-wee. You know what he looks like right there? He looks like they're going to make fun of me when I go out here.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
That's rough. Oh, wow. Yeah. That is big.
Yeah.
Man. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Jalen Wright not messing around when he gets the ball.
I'm like explosive. I'm not somebody that's going to dance around in a hole. If I see a cut, I'm going to hit it with full speed. If I get in the open field, it's over with. I don't feel like nobody's catching me. I can also lower my shoulder. I have power with me. Elusive. So, I feel like I got a mix of, a lot of running styles.
Wow.
Mixed bag.
I like that.
I would feel uncomfortable saying that about myself.
Oh, yeah? A little cocky, you think?
No. It's like, I don't, if it's true, like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I've never, I tell people around here, if I have to tell you what I've done in my life, then you ain't doing your job. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain things that your actions or what you've done should speak for themselves. You shouldn't have to tell somebody about your accomplishments.
Did you ever celebrate when you scored a touchdown? You don't seem like a celebrator.
Every now and then.
He pulled a Leroy.
What are you talking about?
Jalen Wright scored his touchdown because he scored a touchdown and he threw it into the stands. He lost the ball.
That's right.
He's like, I couldn't get it back.
No, I didn't throw him. But
you did a run. You had to do it because you guys, I don't remember what it was, but like you kept getting fined.
Yeah, during the playoff run. No, they told me keep doing it. You don't, could I deal with the fine or deal with these men I'm in the locker room with? Right? You got to pick your poison.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because remember, was it Heinicke came in? They messed up the first snap. They just got the ball back. They won. Yeah. And then the Dolphins scored a touchdown the next play. Threw it into the stands.
Yeah. So, yeah. I had my first football. And I know who it was against. The Jets.
Do you have your first preseason football?
I only scored one preseason touchdown. Two.
Ever?
Ever. Yeah.
Wow.
But one is the first touchdown in New Brown Stadium.
Ooh.
So I kept that one. And the other one, Belichick got mad at me because I jumped and he thought I was dead when I landed.
Oh.
He's like, what are you doing? It's preseason. I went to see if I could jump over that dude. I made it.
So,
I don't know
so
why.
Happy for you.
I know, but I would always tell people, wait, you complain all the time about people not giving you max effort. I'm giving max effort and you say it's too much.
No, max effort, that's going to get me in trouble with the GM.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm good. So, yeah. But, and I have my 50th touchdown.
Wow, 50 touchdowns. That's crazy.
I think I ended up with 60.
Yeah.
60, yeah. And then one game, I had 3 in one game in a playoff game. Ooh. So I have that one. Yeah, so they're all in boxes somewhere. And But I know most of the stuff I remember, right? Like the first touchdown and that stuff. But yeah. Take it to the fumble balls and burn them. Oh, yeah.